laughed away or felt self-consciously. Hair loss, loss of hair due to genetic build or medical problems is a common phenomenon today. Hair clinics have come up in a big way in India for treatment and supply of cosmetic alternatives.
You find them all over and they are no different from the rest, but they stand out nonetheless for that shining pate. Initially, many may have tried to conceal the receding hairline, but had invariably to give up in the end. Besides the genes they've inherited, there may be other reasons, but if only I had hair is at the back of their minds somewhere.
Stress is, can have devastating effect on whole of your body. And once they have the system, they become so self-confident about themselves, they are ready to face the world. And in some people, I have found that they feel, their manpower is gone because they don't have hair. Hair is always associated with beauty. So in female, she shy away from the world, from the social gathering, and causes a lot of disturbance.
Among the causes of baldness, besides the body's genetic chromosome buildup, are side effects of medication or other health problems. A number of parlors have come up in the cities, providing a range of wigs. Many of these clinic parlors also provide computerized testing facilities, all to get that natural look. Though baldness in men is so much of an everyday thing, there are still a number of young women out there who accept it not. And that calls for treatment, which is now available.
शुरू में गंजे मिलेंगे तो फिर बाद में क्या होगा?
Usually it's said that bald people are very successful. So if he is, maybe why not?
It depends on the personality. Like your personality, it all changes a lot. If you have a long, even for the girls, it changes. If you have a long hair, you have short hair, the personality changes. Same for the guys. If they don't have hair, I cannot even imagine it.
If it's his personal style, if it's not that, natural process, it has become bad, then it's fine. But otherwise, not.
Research in trichology, as it is called, has introduced for the first time in India two revolutionary hair transplant procedures. The most popular method, single hair follicle grafting, involves implant of individual hair follicles from the back of the head onto the balding area. The response itself tells the story of people wishing it all came back.
Well, from the interest that has been shown in the short time I've been here, I believe there was one story or ad that went out in the newspaper, there were over 600 people replied. Now that's huge. I wouldn't get that sort of response in Australia. You have in India 50% of women and 70% of men who are suffering with some degree of hair loss.
It certainly is a subject taken extremely seriously by many. In a recent study by the Scientific and Education Committee of the International Hair Restoration Society, the color and styling of the hair telegraphs sexual aggression, confidence and personal feelings. And it is certainly so in many societies in India too. Makeup and science provide an alternative.